With all eyes on Iowa, just how do today's caucuses work?
It's a very complex process and some would argue antiquated.
And coronavirus closes China to the world, sending ripple effects through the global economy.
The Chinese economy has provided, you know, a third of the world growth in recent years. It's a huge deal if there's a slowdown in China.
Plus, WeWork gets a new CEO. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Kim Gittleson. Let's get started. Now, before we explain just how Iowa's caucuses work, here's what you missed. Tens of millions on lockdown, flights suspended, stores closed, streets empty. China has essentially ground to a halt as the new coronavirus continues to spread. The number of confirmed cases has now jumped to above 17,000 people. That's more than double the number who contracted SARS. More than 350 people have died, including the first death outside China over the weekend in the Philippines. From Shanghai, our correspondent James Arretti has more.
What seems to be unprecedented about this is the reaction of foreign governments and big companies that have something to do with China. Whether that means quarantines for Chinese people or even people who have just visited from China, airlines pulling up sticks and deciding not to fly to China for the moment. These sorts of things are highly unusual.
American companies in China have essentially suspended operations.
You could name almost any American household brand company, and they have some kind of operation in China. Whether it's the way iPhones are assembled in China, whether it's the new Tesla plant that's just recently opened in Shanghai. We have Levi's with stores here, McDonald's, Starbucks. They all have operations. And there is essentially a work stoppage for an extended period of time.
The State Department announced new precautions yesterday, saying that U.S. citizens who've traveled to China in the past 14 days can be quarantined. WeWork has a new boss, real estate industry veteran Sandeep Mithrani. He has a pretty big challenge. The WeWork company's value has plummeted by more than 80% since its failed effort to go public last fall. Mithrani's appointment signals that the WeWork company is positioning itself more like a real estate company and less like the technology company once envisioned by co-founder and former CEO Adam Neumann. Goodbye Forever 21. The mainstay of many American mall announced that as part of its bankruptcy, it planned to sell itself to a group of mall owners for $81 million. The deal is still subject to bids from rival buyers. Now, our main story. A campaign that began more than a year ago is coming to a frenzied end in Iowa today. The race is too close to call. Some polls show former Vice President Joe Biden in the lead. Others indicate a surge for Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Now, all eyes are on the nearly 1,700 neighborhood caucuses where Iowans will gather tonight. To find out more about just exactly how it all works, our J.R. Whalen spoke with political reporter John McCormick.
So, John, caucuses are different from primaries. There are actually no voting booths, right?
Yeah, no, they're much different and a lot more complex. With a primary, you mark your ballot at a polling place or maybe even a absentee ballot or an early voting location. For a caucus, you have to show up at a meeting. It's usually on a very cold night here in Iowa. You have to show up and put in an hour or two, basically meeting with people from your neighborhood, your precinct. And you have to also cast your support in a very public way. You literally move into a corner of the gymnasium or the cafeteria or the public library space, wherever your precinct meeting is being held, and show your support for the candidate that you want to back in the Iowa caucuses.
And voters who are there, the caucus goers who are there, they might actually hear from representatives of the campaigns with some last-minute inspiration.
Yeah, that's part of the organizational game here, is that the candidates build out this network of volunteers. They want to have a precinct captain in every precinct. And just for context, there's almost 1,700 precincts in the state of Iowa. So you can imagine the amount of organizational effort that goes into place to have a volunteer in each one of those nearly 1,700 precincts, and you might have multiple volunteers. So it's a big organizational effort. The supporters can give speeches, making the case for their candidate. And then the other, you know, really unusual thing about the caucuses is there's actually two rounds of voting. Normally when you vote, you just vote once, but here in the Iowa caucuses, you actually vote twice. There's the first round where you indicate your preference, and then if the candidate that you're backing doesn't get at least 15% of the support in the room, they're deemed as unviable. So they sort of become a zero at that point. And the people who backed that candidate have to make a decision. Either they can move to another candidate, or they can leave, or they can elect to not back anyone at this time. And so then the second round of voting takes place, and that's formally called the final realignment.
And what happens in the final realignment?
Well, then they'll count the amount of supporters that each candidate who was determined to be viable has, and that will and then that feeds into some very, very complex calculations in terms of electing first county delegates, and then congressional district delegates, and then state convention delegates, and ultimately delegates that will go on to the national convention. The Iowa Democratic Party has something that they term the state delegate equivalent, or SDE. So tonight, as you're watching the election returns come in, you'll probably hear a lot of buzz about this person has, you know, this many SDEs or this percentage of SDEs. That's state delegate equivalents, and it's basically their share of the vote statewide.
And something new this year is called a satellite caucus. So what is that?
Yeah, so the thinking is if you're a shift worker or you're not available to attend the caucuses, the Democratic National Committee actually sort of required the state of Iowa to do this time so that they could encourage greater participation. But the Iowa Party went as far as allowing Iowans who might be out of state or even out of country to participate in the Iowa caucuses. So there will be almost 90 satellite caucuses. Most of those will be within the state of Iowa, but some of these caucuses will be held in, there's going to be one in Paris, France, and one in Glasgow, Scotland, as well as the Republic of Georgia. There just happened to be Iowans living there who applied for a satellite caucus location, and the state party approved them, and they will be caucusing on today as well. So that's going to be another interesting wrinkle this year.
You can find all of our coverage of the caucuses up on WSJ.com. On to markets. Markets in mainland China reopened today after being closed for the extended Chinese Lunar New Year. And it wasn't pretty. Shanghai's index closed down nearly 8%. Our Asia markets editor, Quentin Webb, has more.
Well, it was a pretty unhappy new year for Chinese investors. The first trading day of the Year of the Rat was a horrible one. It was the first chance, really, that investors in China had to react to the coronavirus and its growing consequences, whereas investors in other markets across the globe have had several days already to start pricing in the impact of this crisis. That being said, authorities are obviously keen to stop the situation snowballing out of control. They've taken all kinds of measures, from simply talking up the market through things like front page editorials to things like quietly telling brokerages that they shouldn't lend stock to hedge funds and others to sell short, which is a way of betting against the market. What we'll come to see in the following days, of course, is whether measures such as these are sufficient to help turn what looks at the moment like a pretty rational market repricing into a more irrational sort of broader panic.
And here's what else we're paying attention to today. The Senate impeachment trial resumes in Washington for closing arguments. After a vote to call new witnesses failed on Friday, the trial looks to end by this Wednesday, with an acquittal. Our latest poll with NBC News found that Americans, for the most part, stuck to their views on President Trump during the trial. 46% of voters said the Senate should remove the president from office, while 49% said he should serve out his term. On Wall Street, Google parent company Alphabet is set to release its quarterly results after the bell. It will be the first report since Sundar Pichai officially took over as CEO from co-founder Larry Page. Finally,
and for the first time in 50 years, the Kansas City Chiefs are Super Bowl champions.
Scenes of celebration across Kansas City last night after the team won their first Super Bowl title in a half century, coming from behind to beat the San Francisco 49ers 31-20. Our columnist Jason Gay wrote that they won the title in proper Chiefs fashion, which is to say, for better, for worse, and for maximum stomach-roiling anxiety. That's what's news from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.